You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Flower bending in the breeze, bend With a very talented and memorable modern-day jazz singer, we waltz our way into a new hour of Neon Jazz together. That was Joanne Weaver with her take on the song Sway off her impressive new 2015 disc called Interstellar Songbook 2. So if you happen to catch Joanne live, you will feel like you stepped right into a 1940s supper club on Pluto. Cigarette girls are the norm, fishnets and red lipstick are a must, and the music takes a surprisingly modern, electronically lush, layered sound, melding the old and new into one unified and unique sound. With silky smooth vocals that melt like butter, Joanne delivers a unique psychedelic spin on the jazz. Along with being swayed by the great Harry Connick, she was also moved by hot bands like Morcheeba, Portishead, Massive Attack, and, most importantly, American filmmaker and TV director David Lynch. She is a native of Sunnyvale, California, but decided to leave her home to the dreamy land of New York City with all that jazz back in September of 2001.
My goodness, a hybrid of Portishead and David Lynch.
It is everything, and she has channeled that vibe for
wow. Sure.
Yes, it is impressive. So from 2006 to 2013, Joanne studied under vocal coach Ellen Diamond, and all that hard work has paid off. She is pushing a proverbial jazz envelope, rich in blending genres and making music sound awfully swell these days. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of quality jazz singers, divas, cats, and hustlers in the cradle of jazz right in the middle of America, here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready with another satchel of that tasty jazz. So, in honor of the David Lynch vibe that Joanne has channeled, we bring you the 1990 tune Nightlife in Twin Peaks off the iconic soundtrack Via Angelo Badalamenti. And before that, this is what Joanne had to say in a recent interview with Neon Jazz about what she would do if she was tapped to contribute a song to the new reincarnation of Twin Peaks that's supposed to debut on Showtime in 2017. This is what she said.
God, I think I fully embarrassed myself and just started screaming for like 30 seconds. It's just one long breath, one long scream, and just let it out. That would be probably the biggest thrill of my life. Maybe, you know, and maybe even like doing the music, like being in that studio with all those guys, I mean, maybe that would be the biggest thrill. But I think just to get that call, you know, no matter what may happen after that, just the fact that this could actually happen, like, yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Joanne Weaver, and you're listening to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
That was pianist Paul Keeling with the 2014 tune The Big Outside off his CD, Ancient Lights. Right out of San Diego, California, he is the youngest of five children in a very music-rich family.
Right out of San Diego. You say that like right straight out of Compton.
There is that feeling to San Diego. It's straight out of the sunshine, right into the world, kids. He was surrounded by classical music growing up, but it was seeing the Pat Metheny Group live back in 1982 when he got hooked on the jazz and became very active in the jazz circuit down there in San Diego throughout the 1990s. He was a member of the acclaimed West Coast trumpeter Gilbert Castellanos Quartet, and he went on to do great things in the jazz world. From Paul, we move into the legendary sound of the great Hank Mobley, keeping it real around here. In 1961, here's the tune that has a little bit of an echo at the end of it, Three Coins and a Fountain. Thank you.
This is George Garzone talking to Joe Domino, the home of Neon Jazz and Charlie Parker. Listen to this radio station. Thank you.
That was Italian-born jazz cat Giovanni Guidi. Okay. Thanks for asking. There he is with his trio, giving us the 2015 tune Turn Around off his CD Tomorrow Never Knows. This is a big jazz talent on the piano that started very early on in the world of music, and he's taken part in a number of important jazz festivals all over the earth. This album with the James Bond title, Tomorrow Never Knows, is his first as a leader and was recorded by the Japanese label Venus, and it did very well. And speaking of that jazz piano, here's the unofficial ambassador of jazz, the genius of Bill Evans that John Christopher and I dig the most. Here he is in 1959 with the song Come Rain or Shine. Either way, Bill made it sound right. This is a cut off his album Portrait in Jazz.
It's Ms. Elizabeth with the Hot Sardines. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Come take a trip with me. There's something that you must see. A place from which you never will roam. It's the place I call home. I hope that you go with me, hon. Out there where yawning canyons reach the sun. Tell me you'll go back with me to my Kokomo. I've got a cute little cottage there, away beyond the hills, and say there's flowers everywhere. It's heaven for just you and me to share. Oh, darling, please say you care, so we can go home to a place we can call our own. I had to search till I found you. Oh, I was blue, but I'll be happy from now on, dear. Yes, fate can be so kind, and I find the good book said that it was true. And all I had to do was have faith and treasure the things I'd find and keep my peace of mind. Please come back with me. Oh, darling, can't you see? I know this was meant to be just for you and me. Oh, tell me that you'll go away with me beyond the hills of dear old Kokomo.
That was the obscure bop-oriented singer Honey Gordon with the tune My Kimono off her 1962 EP Honey Gordon Sings. She is the leader of a pack of one-album wonders of jazz, so her lack of exposure was not due to her lack of talent. She was the daughter of vocalist and composer George Gordon, whose style was influenced mainly by Sarah Vaughan Ella Fitzgerald, and Billie Holiday. She first sang professionally in the early 50s when she became a member of the jazz vocal group called the Gordons. The group did not sell a lot of albums, but it attracted the attention of cats like Charlie Mingus, who also did some recording with her. And it was also pianist Mary Lou Williams and vibes legend Lionel Hampton that loved her music very much. We keep the jazz moving right along here on this hour of Neon Jazz Together. Here's Herbie Mann with a tune that's going to get you going, called Ikunda, off his CD Returns to the Village Gate. We'll be right back.
I'm Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
How about some more neon jazz?
Do it!
It's a lonesome old town when you're not around. I'm lonely as I can be. I never knew how much I'd miss you. But now I can plainly see it's a lonesome old town when you're not around. How I wish you'd come back. I get the blues in the morning. I get the blues at night. I can see that I was a sinner. I'm a loser. You be the winner, 'cause this lonesome old town is getting me down. It's just too much when you're not around. 'Cause I never knew how much I'd miss you. But now I can plainly see
in that last block of music. We had the great jazz pianist Bill Peterson with the 2012 tune Oscar, followed by the original Love Boat singer Jack Jones with his tune It's a Lonesome Old Town. And leaving this show is going to be Charlie Mingus with his sextet featuring John LaPorta and 54 with the tune Abstractions. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man full of abstraction and precision, minced and to one, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you.
Like what you heard, you can always reach us 24 hours, 7 days a week, neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
I'll go get you a shiny box.
With a very talented and memorable modern-day jazz singer, we waltz our way into new...
We waltz our way nude?
What the hell's the matter with me?
Okay. Your style, man. Just remember, this ain't television, and I don't pay blackmail.
Thank you very much, sir. That's our disclaimer up front.
And on the backside. Thank you. Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick.
Neon Jazz.